Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Maersk, the big shipper, the one with the container ships that bring lots of holiday gifts, putting an announcement out on these last days. Maersk says companies are bringing orders forward on U.S.-China war threat, trade war threat. Important to underline that. There's war threat elsewhere where China and the U.S. are involved. But this is about a trade war. In the event of a Trump victory, it does not speak to a Harris victory. We can presume, however, the Biden administration is not unsympathetic to the need for tariffs and a trade war with China, especially on the high end. This is the Scholar Report. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm, to help me interpret Maersk putting out this announcement of orders brought forward. You will recall during the pandemic, Chris was very helpful to flag container ships as a tell of where the economy in the U.S. and in China and in Europe was heading. Right now, there's been reason to believe these last days that Maersk is doing very well because of the Red Sea bottleneck and because Maersk shipping are vital to all the continents. However, this one is about the trade war possible. Chris, a very good evening to you. A trade war between the U.S. and China helps no one, and Maersk is pointing to it. What would it mean for immediately for the U.S. in the event of a Trump victory? Would it mean that our prices go up? Would it mean that there was a recession imminent? How would it translate? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. In fact, and in reality, we've been in a trade war with the Chinese with tariffs since the Trump administration on many, many forms of imports from China, especially consumer electronics and tech. There are large tariffs in place today that was started by Mr. Trump, that was continued and even accelerated in pockets by Mr. Biden. So there's already an active trade war with those tariffs. Mr. Trump has said potentially on his inauguration a 60% at one point or 100% on another point. I would assume Ms. Harris may also take a more aggressive trade policy. And you have Ms. van der Leyen in the EU also talking about large tariffs on the Chinese. So regardless of the outcome of the election, it would appear that in 2025, you're likely to see more tariffs on Chinese imported goods into the US and to the EU. The greater challenge there is that that simply translates in product cost to the consumer and ends up being yet another source of inflation with the consumer market and consumers buying product as another form of tax.
China exports grow 7% in July under forecast, meaning disappoint, while imports gain momentum. Hard to interpret this because we've been watching the China manufacturing story spiral down for at least a year, maybe 2 years. The jobless number is no longer accurate out of China because of that spiral down. The question is, can manufacturing revive itself on the basis of world orders? The tariff details that you just evidenced suggest not. So does China have a secret way to grow itself out of this quandary of tariffs?
So, John, I would say very precisely to pay no attention to the numbers reported by the Chinese government itself. In most cases, that's a form of projection or disinformation. If you watch the shippers based on the actual number of embarks, debarks, the number of containerized units moving, you see that year over year that continues to fall from China. So from the government, it's propaganda. At the shipper side, they may try to project strength to stay in favor of the Chinese government, make sure that their ships are still able to port. But it's very clear across multiple economic indicators that not only has manufacturing slowed, but you see energy consumption in China slowing, raw materials importing into China slowing. So it's just part and parcel with the larger global recession that's been underway now for 2+ years.
The other possibility for China to grow itself out of this quandary is the consumer. The American economy, 69% to 70% of us, of our GDP, is consumerism, whereas I'm told China's number is somewhere around 39% and not moving. So you ask yourself, why not? They're willing to buy. Why isn't it encouraged? And the answer comes back, surveillance. I'm told, Chris, that Xi Jinping doesn't concern himself with the consumers. What he wants is control, and control as in shutting down the borders, shutting down all access, not trading with the outside. I'm also told that this is traditional. China is a 5,000-year-old civilization. It goes through these periods of open, close, open, close. But those are stories from the past. Does that comply with your information from China? Is it closing, not just losing business, but closing?
Absolutely. Mr. Xi is taking kind of a Maoist type approach of continuing to put up barriers for the Chinese economy. Foreign investment in China continues to dwindle. It is almost non-existent. You have many more companies moving out of China than moving into China because of the geopolitical risks and the economic risks in China. That being said, when you go back to the issue of consumer health in China, because Chinese consumers cannot invest in the traditional mutual funds or the 401ks that you would have accessible here in the U.S., those funds are only the Chinese stock market, and the Chinese consumer, normal citizen is smart enough to know that is Vegas-style roulette odds on ever seeing your money back. The Chinese principally invest their wealth in housing, and now you have the housing crash in China that remains in steep decline. So there's just not much for the Chinese to invest in. Also, the Chinese are savers culturally, so they do not have the American consumerism type approach. They're getting more and more that way in these latest generations, but they still tend to be profligate savers. And with the real estate bubble popping, it's a real challenge.
Coming home to America, in these last days, there's been much excitement in Wall Street after months and months of the Magnificent Seven going up and up and up, and the S&P 493 sitting on the curb, I guess smoking a cigarette that's out of trend. But they were despairing because they weren't moving. Suddenly, the Magnificent Seven trip and fall down, and the S&P 493 fall down too. It's called market turmoil. The VIX number skyrockets. All of this is about trader talk. However, we're told by, I saw their FT reporting on Goldman or the Financial Times telling me a story about J.P. Morgan. Forgive me, I don't have it in front of me, but we all hear the same thing. The chance of a recession has gone from 25 to 35%. Does this connect to anecdotes that we've talked about in these past weeks, and that is your business, about a fall off in foot traffic at Starbucks at the high end and McDonald's at the low end? Does that connect to this turmoil on Wall Street?
John, you're certainly seeing the U.S. consumer that is now signaling very, very clearly they do not have cash anymore. With the stimulus payments having run out from COVID and that being spent, the U.S. consumer is under immense pressure. The other part that's interesting to watch, especially in the last 2 weeks, you're now starting to see ripple through tech. Dell made an announcement yesterday, Intel last week, Meta and others. There are big layoffs happening in tech across the board, 10,000, 15,000 per company. So you're seeing a restructure in many of the areas of consumer-facing technology or business-based technology that companies are starting an aggressive downsizing because they are prepping for the storm that now seems to be upon us.
Is this AI, Chris? Is that allowing? I saw a headline in the New York Times, you know, they worry about everything, that their meaningless jobs are going away. Is that the layoffs in tech?
It's AI, but in a different form than what you might think. AI was the last 18 months just the hottest thing on the street, and it got too over heated too much of a bubble. This is kind of the realization where many of these companies are restructuring to say what was promised in this huge AI boom. AI still has tremendous potential, but it's not going to be as fast. It will take time to be able to work that into mainstream businesses. So you could equate that some of this is letting the air out of that AI bubble that was driving some of the growth and some of the froth on Wall Street.
Commercial real estate. Have the banks given up hiding and admitted that they have troubles ahead?
I think you're starting to see now in some of the major cities, specifically New York and San Francisco, absolute liquidations of large flagship properties where you're seeing lenders taking 85-90% haircuts on loan values. I think some of the banks have simply been forced to do this because there's still no indication that you'll have a massive change in interest rate policy from Mr. Powell. So the extend and pretend is just running out of gas.
So what we're looking at is the predicate of a recession, which isn't a bad thing. We're mispriced, so we reset our prices. Looking into 25, the new president is welcome with a recession. Is that a reasonable assumption?
John, I'd argue we've been in recession for 2+ years if you remove federal government spending at the excessive rate. So I think whomever takes the White House in January, they're going to have a pretty substantial economic headwind. And if you look to interest rates, if you look to the restart of this economy, it's going to be a very tough hill to climb, whether blue or red.
Chris Weigel, CEO of Scholar.com. This is the Scholar Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.